I've got to acknowledge a couple of these texts coming through, Gal, because they don't want to talk to you about rugby league. They want to talk to you about boxing. Leaves, love your work, mate, as usual. This is from Scott at Campbelltown. Gal, one of our best forwards of all time, in my opinion. Are you getting in the ring again? And if so, do you know who that might be, champ? Go the Mighty Blues tomorrow night from Scotty.
Yeah, I will get in the ring again. Who that is against and when,
really?
I'm not too sure. Yeah, mate, I'll get in again.
Jeez, you love the cash.
Mate, think about this. In all seriousness, people go, really? What? Like, in over 400 games of football and, what, 15 fights,
yeah.
I've been beaten once or hurt once. You know?
Have like, you got anything, though, to prove in the boxing
ring? No, I've got nothing to prove.
Why go around again?
I want to make a dollar.
Really? Okay, well, let me ask you this. And we're having this conversation on air. I was going to ask you off air. But is the same sort of money on the table now that you've had a loss? Will you still be commanding big dollars if you step back in the ring?
The offers that have come to me the past 3 weeks have been unbelievable from that fight.
Really?
Unbelievable. It's like my stocks have gone up. I can't imagine what would happen had I won that fight. But my stocks have gone up because of the effort I put into it and
right.
because of the fight itself. So... yes, I think I will get...
Are we talking legitimate boxers or former footballers?
Both. I have the option to do both. Probably, first of all, will be football players to start with, and then after that will be go back to boxers, MMA-type people.
Legitimate fights or just nothing fights? You're not going to step into the ring with blokes that don't stand a chance of beating the G-Train.
No, I've never had a fight like that. I've always had competitive fights. And look, even against rugby league players, they're competitive fights. There's no tougher athlete in the world than a rugby league player. So, no, that's... Look, there'll be rugby league players probably to start with, and then we'll look at boxers / MMA fighters after that.
All right, there you go, folks.
And there's always the option of Sonny Bill.
He's back into the boxing ring. Oh, well, you keep making the money and you still refuse to pay for lunch, dinner or breakfast.
I owe you dinner.
By the way, we had Nico Hines on. We had Nico Hines on last week, Billy and I. You know what we said to him? We said, mate, once you move to the Shire and Gal says, oh, Nico, come down for a coffee, make sure you take your wallet. He won't be paying.
I don't drink coffee, so he hasn't nothing to worry about, does he?
Gal stopped the guy from going to the Olympics, so he actually did win.
Yeah, I told you, I won the war. Not the battle, but I won the war.
You ruined his dreams.
No, he ruined his own dreams. I've been through this before. He shouldn't have taken fights like this. Month out from the Olympic Games, it's his own fight. I would not feel one bit bad about that.
I love getting under your skin.